it's Lucas.
And I'm Jacob. Welcome back to Bros Before Hoes. Today's actually a serious episode, so if you guys are following along on the Democratic debate, we don't like getting political, but Pete Buttigieg just, he dropped out of the Democratic election, so he for sure won't be the nominee. Like, he won't go up against Trump.
Yeah,
so
Pete
Buttigieg. How do you feel about that?
I was rooting for Pete Buttigieg, so I was kind of like, what? But, also another breaking news that happened. I saw on the stuff. I follow so many news things. So Amy Klonebark, I don't know how you say her last name, Klondike Bar or something. Amy Klondike Bar also dropped out.
She did.
Yeah. So now
I didn't know this.
They're all endorsing Joe Biden. So now Bernie Sanders apparently only has 35% of the vote. And now, since all these people are dropping out, then maybe Joe Biden will win. But now people are urging Elizabeth Warren to drop out and give Bernie Sanders her votes.
So Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klondike Bar are endorsing Biden, not Bernie Sanders?
Yes, I'm almost 99% sure.
I'm surprised by that because I saw that Pete Buttigieg supported Bernie Sanders before he started this. But then he changed. I don't know what happened. But I'm really happy that Pete Buttigieg ran because I didn't really fully think about it, but I think it's beautiful that all these other young gay people got to see him run and like prove that like no matter what people say, like you can still do what you want to do, whether people think just whatever, you can still do it. That's cool that he did that, and I applaud you, Pete Buttigieg. But Elizabeth Warren, she's still... So it's Elizabeth Warren, Michael Bloomberg, and Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, but since tomorrow is Super Tuesday, they actually think that Elizabeth Warren might drop out by tonight, but no one really knows for sure what's going to happen.
So Super Tuesdays is just a big Tuesday where they...
It's sort of like the Super Bowl Sunday, but it's for voting.
Oh, okay. Who do you think's going to win aside from who you want to win?
You know, it's all just up in the air at this point, and it really is anyone's game. We're so early in this that... You could look at the polls, you could look at the analytical reports, but at the end of the day, it could be anyone.
Yeah, that's the thing is that we haven't voted for the primaries yet. You actually vote for that in April. Sign up to vote at vote.org.
Yeah.
We haven't voted for that yet. So there's still so much time. Things can change. And just don't be open-minded and...
Yeah. And if you're a Republican and aren't even voting for the Democratic primary, just still learn about all the candidates because you never know. You might, who knows who you'll vote for when the day comes, you know?
Yeah. So I know the Democratic debate's happening, but when is like the independent debate going to happen? Like when
do they have one of those?
I don't know. Okay. Should we actually, I feel like this kind of went on a little too long.
our prank.
We were kind of just talking.
Were talking. You know, we just wanted to show that sometimes we even talk about politics, you know, because apparently we don't know what happened last week, but I'm never going to record another podcast hungover, I guess, because we got multiple emails and comments saying that we seemed stupid. We should Google answers before we ask questions. And I think one person even went as far to say it felt like they were watching a special ed class.
Yeah, so the thing is
that was their words, not mine.
Yeah, so I'm used to people saying, like, you guys say like too much, or you guys say you know what I mean too much, or, oh, yeah, okay, that's fine. But it kind of, like, I saw one comment, but then there was a ton saying, we seem dumb, and, okay.
What was it? Because, like, every podcast you could arguably be like, oh, these people just talk about dumb shit. But, like, that's kind of the whole point of the podcast. But what about last week in particular, like, really got a few people? We never have gotten those messages. What did we say?
So I don't know if they were calling us dumb in the sense of, like, actual dumb. Or were they saying that we just... The only thing that I can think of is we didn't know what Rick Roll meant.
Also, we think we said fox fur instead of faux fur.
Oh, but yeah, like, that's another big thing.
Is that enough for someone to say, to lash out at us?
I mean, it's spelled like Foxful. And like a lot of people mess up epidermis, that little thing in your penis, you know? A lot of
epidermis?
People, I don't know. I think that's something in your penis, but I've never heard anyone mess that up. That's just a false thing that came to your mind.
Is there really something in your penis called an epidermis?
I'm pretty sure. I think it like mixes with your sperm or something.
Oh my God,
no,
I have
it
to
doesn't
Google
mix
this.
With your sperm. That's the prostate. But can you actually fact check me since everyone said that
epidermis?
We should do this? Yeah, epidermis, and then type in like penis after that.
Are you sure you're not thinking of epidermis? Is that what
it is? Epidermis. I was thinking about that.
It's the epidermis is just the outermost three layers of the skin.
Okay, I got that wrong too.
Maybe you were thinking of urethra?
I just thought epidermis was like around the prostate for some reason. But I actually have something to make people think that I'm not dumb.
What?
So, did you guys know that when you say vagina, people say, I'm gonna have sex with a vagina.
Yeah.
You don't have sex with a vagina. When you have sex, you actually, so like the vulva is where everything happens. The vagina is where you have kids, I guess. Okay. I don't want to make anyone mad, but this is what I learned from Gwyneth Paltrow's show. So if I'm totally wrong, I'm sorry.
That's so funny, getting your facts from Gwyneth Paltrow's show, which like everybody's so mad is on Netflix because it has no like scientific basis.
Okay, so So I just wanted to let you guys know I know what a vulva is.
Wait, so people should actually be saying like, let me do that vulva. They should not be saying, let me do that vagina.
Yeah, so I guess if someone said like, this is so gross. I guess if someone said, I'm going to lick your vagina, you should say, I'm going to lick your vulva.
But they're both right by each other.
I guess the vulva is where like the pleasure comes from and everything.
Oh, good to
know. But
the
vagina is where you actually have kids. I feel like someone's actually going to give me a whole lesson.
You guys learned so much from watching this podcast. In all honesty, we don't care that people sent those emails. We just thought it was funny. And we thought we dedicated an entire episode to test. Are we dumb?
I know.
I'm going to be giving Jacob a high school level history quiz. And what's your quiz you're going to give to me?
I'm going to give you questions about space. So, you know, like all the planets.
I have to defend myself before this. I went to Catholic private school until third grade, switched to public school in fourth grade. And I guess somewhere like in my private school, like they were going to learn about space in fourth grade. And in public school, they learned about it in third grade. So I swear to God, I never learned about the planets.
For a second, I thought you were going to say the excuse in the Catholic school, they didn't teach evolution. But I was going to be like, I'm sorry, but space doesn't have
Catholic
to do with evolution.
Catholic school doesn't believe in space. But I swear to God, I never learned about space. Like I never learned like all the names and stuff. Like I missed that whole thing.
So
did you ever have to make like a model?
Yeah, I did make a model in fifth grade. So you missed that?
I'm 98% sure I missed like the bulk of it. So like, I learned like some stuff, but I missed like the main bulk. Because that usually happens in third or fourth grade.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That might happen in fifth, but yeah.
Yeah, so before you picked the worst subject. Now they're going to, these three people, the three haters who messaged us are now going to get their theory confirmed.
Yeah, so what I want to know, like, okay, I get it, they sent it, but do you think when they typed it, they actually thought, like, these people are dumb asses?
No, I think they literally, the one person who said the special ed comment, maybe they thought that, but the other people who just said, like, I think they just were annoyed saying, like, you guys always bring up something, you don't know the answer to it, and it's so annoying, because, like, I want to scream through the computer, like, this is the answer, so they're like, please, just, like, next time you have a question on the podcast that you don't know the answer to, just Google it, so, like, I can feel a sense of ease, which I kind of get.
Oh, yeah, like, it just is, like, me mentioning epidermis. Like, if we just went over that, there would be, if I was listening to this, there would be a little bit of my brain being like, bitch, I want to know if that's a real thing or not.
Or if someone was like, wait, what were the songs on 1989 Taylor Swift's album? They were like, whatever, let's just move on. I'm pretty sure, was that where she sang, Look What You Made Me Do? And they just moved on. I'd be annoyed because I'd be like, that's the wrong album. You have it completely wrong. You should have actually looked into that and looked at the track list.
Yeah.
By the way, did you hear about the new update with Katy Perry and Taylor Swift?
Oh, yeah. So when I read what she said about
Did you think it was shade?
Yeah, so when I read it in the way of, like, Katy Perry was looking down at Taylor Swift as, like, a little kid.
Yeah, so basically, everyone knows by now that Taylor Swift and Katy Perry got into a fight. Taylor Swift got off her supermodels, made the Bad Blood music video, and then all of a sudden was like, I love Katy, and, like, had her in her music video for You Need to Calm Down.
Yeah.
We all thought they made up, and they have made up, but Katy Perry, I guess she got interviewed, and she said, someone said, you and Taylor Swift are friends. And she was like, oh, no, we're not close. She said that, but then she followed up with, "We're just both so busy, so we can't be close."
Yeah, so.
But isn't it funny that she had to point out, like, we aren't close?
Wait, so that's the part that you saying was.
Well, then she also said, "Oh, we text a lot, though." And then she said, something along the lines of, "I watched her documentary and I liked it because it seems like she's starting to become a little more self-aware."
That's what I thought was shade. So I was reading what she was saying, and it sounded like, okay, like, obviously basically saying that they aren't actually friends.
Yeah.
But then it was funny how she basically said, like, "Oh, I like how she's getting more self-aware."
I know.
I thought she even said
it was really hard to be in the music video, but she decided that, like, she should.
She said that? I didn't read the full thing.
I'm pretty sure. She said, like, "Oh, it was really hard to do it, but I realized, like, I have to teach people, like, that you can forgive people and all that stuff."
Oh, yeah.
Because when you think about it, like, I feel like the public has always been on Taylor Swift's side, but when you actually think about it, like, that would suck to be Katy Perry, and they made a whole entire music video, the Bad Blood, like, Selena Gomez is in it, all these supermodels, and yeah. Like, it's all just pretty much...
They're all in it?
Yeah, the whole music video is just about, like, F Katy Perry, you know? That's,
I know, and then she still took the upland and was in, "You Need to Calm Down." But the thing about Katy Perry is that, like, I just picture her being, like, such, like... She's, like... I just picture her to be, like, such, like, a boss. In a good way.
Yeah. Like, I wonder what it would be like if her and Taylor Swift, like, I wish, like, they
actually
hung out.
I wish
they would do a video together. Like, they interview each other for an hour. Like, I just want to know what the vibe is like. Because, like, honestly, these are, like, three sentences we've read from Katy Perry. They probably are fine. But I just want to know what the vibe is in the room. Like, who's going to be, like, is Taylor Swift going to feel awkward? Or is Katy Perry maybe going to suck up to Taylor Swift? Like, I just want to know what the dynamic is.
For some reason, if I had to picture it, I picture, like Taylor Swift... to be, like, a little bit uncomfortable, but I picture Katy Perry to if it wasn't being filmed, to, like, be down to argue.
Say a few quote-unquote jokes, but, like, they just kind of, like, "Oh, like, that one didn't land," you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, it's basically...
Like, she'd be, like, actually, I don't know what she would say, but she would say something that, like, could possibly be offensive, and then Taylor Swift might actually get offended, and then, like, write a whole song about it.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. You know, it's really sad how they made up and we're still trying to make a cat fight out of it.
I know.
It just shows how Jacob always likes to pit women against each other. Why'd you bring this up?
No, we still love both of them and we hope...
Yeah, honestly love both of them. I love both of their music. I've been to both of their concerts. So, you know, it's just like, you know, you love your mom and dad, but sometimes they fight.
You don't just stop, but you listen to both their music. You have to brag, so you've been to both their concerts.
Yeah. One of them was for my job, though.
Oh, yeah, SeatGeek.
I willingly went to Katy Perry, and I would willingly go to Taylor Swift, but actually got paid to go, so... I'm kidding. They just gave me free tickets.
I like both them. Like, Taylor Swift, Katy Perry.
I actually wanted to go to a Taylor Swift concert in high school with my... Because I was in this friend group where, like... You know you have multiple friend groups in high school sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
This is, like, my friend group on the side, kind of, and they all wanted to go to Taylor Swift, but... The tickets were so expensive. I remember just thinking, like, I'm not going to pay that.
Was it the Red Tour?
I think it was Fearless.
Because she came to, like, the city, like, that, like three times, I remember. Like, three times in a row.
Oh, no, she came. It was for Fearless. And I'm pretty sure, it was, like, $200 or something. And I was like,
For what? Where in the...
Like a bowl ticket. Like, in the bowl.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah. No, both their concerts were amazing.
Did it ever happen to you in high school that... You had, like, because you kind of have multiple fun groups. But did it ever happen where there was drama between two different fun groups?
That always happened to me.
I hated when that happened.
I literally just last weekend got lunch with a friend from high school I hadn't seen in so many years. And she was talking to me about, like, about the drama and the different friend groups. And it was so funny thinking of it.
Oh, wait, so it's still happening, like, the drama?
Oh, no, she was just jokingly, like, we talked about some restaurant, and she was like, "Oh, yeah, and then you betrayed me and went with the other people to the restaurant or something."
Oh, yeah.
So the thing was, in my hometown, there was an all-you-could-eat spaghetti night on Wednesdays.
Oh, yeah, I remember you going there.
And I used to go with these two friends. Me and this other gay guy in my school.
Yeah.
We had these two friends that were girls, and we both go to the all-you-can-eat spaghetti. But then,
would you actually go out at this place, by the way? Or was it, like...
Oh, we'd have, like, a competition who could eat the most.
Like, how many bowls?
I think we always thought we could do a bunch, but once you have two, you're just, like, done.
Is it meatballs or just spaghetti and sauce?
It was, like, sauce.
Okay, that's, like, really
important.
So,
anyway, my Taylor Swift friend group on the side, they knew that we always went to the all-you-can-eat spaghetti group with our main friends, and as a joke, they were like, "You should go with us this week," and then somehow it became this thing where we decided to go to the all-you-can-eat spaghetti night with them that week, and it actually became a fight between, like, the girls over, like, me and the other gay guy who they were going to go with to spaghetti night. And we ended up going with the Taylor Swift friend group. And then our other friend group went still, and we were at two different tables at the all-you-can-eat spaghetti night. But it was kind of a joke, I think. Like, everyone was laughing.
So you and the two gay guys had two different fun groups?
Yeah. And we just kept thinking, like, can't we all just sit together? But, like, for some reason, they didn't want to.
Oh, that sounds awkward, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of drama.
High school drama.
Yeah. But you've had that, too, where, like, two friend groups, there's fights between them.
Yeah, or it's just awkward when, like, when you're butthole friends with someone, but you're also friends with another person. And then they get in a fight with the person you're still friends with, but you aren't as good as friends with.
Yeah.
And then when they tell you about it, like, I never know whose side to pick. Like, do I just say, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, because that even still, like, is mildly happening. Because I keep in touch with some people from my high school who are from the different friend groups. And, like, they still, like, I don't think like each other. And I even tried to make it. I tried to, like, get them back together because when I saw that one last weekend, I texted the other one and said, she said hi. And they said, oh, cute. But, like, you could tell, like, there's still a little bit of anger, you know?
When did cute turn into a shady thing, by the way? That happened over, like, that happened kind of recently, I feel like.
I don't know.
It used to be nice, but then if you say cute to people, it seems like you're talking to them like a kid.
It seems like if you're actually being mean to someone, it isn't as mean as, like, pretending to be nice. Like, you know what I mean? If someone says, like, this time you said, oh my God, nice. Actually, that's a complete lie. That whole theory I just have was wrong.
Wait, so you're saying that it's meaner to be actually mean than to act like you're being nice?
No, I said it actually doesn't seem as mean to be actually mean. Do you know what I mean?
I actually agree with you. Because I feel like it's more mean to act like you're being nice.
I know, that's what I mean.
I actually agree with, like, that. Because
it's like, it's more mean because it's like, just show me the real feelings.
Yeah, because like,
instead of being like, oh, cute, you could be like, oh, well, I'm not going to say hi back because we're just not friends, you know?
I feel like that's mean, but yeah, it's almost meaner to be like, to go up to someone and be like, you guys know you're in a fight, and say, like, I like your dress. I feel like that's even more mean or something.
So should we get into these quizzes?
Yeah, should we just, like, switch off each question?
Oh, good idea. Okay, are you confident with your history? Like, I looked at a few of these, and, like, for the most part, I think I know a lot of the answers.
Is it world history or U.S. history?
That's a big question. U.S. history. Yeah, U.S. history.
Okay, I feel like I should do good just because I was in, like...
You were recently out of high school,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, plus I was in, like, an AP history class at one point.
Oh, so you're going to do good at this.
But I don't... I feel like... when you know how you just forget it, kind of.
But, like, just so you guys know, like, I know nothing about space.
Oh, so...
Like, when it comes to, like, even what's the closest planet to the Earth, I don't know.
That's what... So when I mentioned that I was going to do the space thing, and you said I don't really know about it, I was going to say, like... This sounds so dumb, but I was going to say, is Mars... two planets away or one planet away? And I think
it's
one.
I think it's the closest one, right?
Yeah, like, I think it's one planet away from the sun. So we're closer to the sun, so it's one, because it's colder than the Earth, I think. So it's one. I'm good.
Wait, so is Uranus? Pluto still a planet, or is it not? Because remember when I was learning about it briefly, they were, like, saying, like, oh, this is probably not going to be a planet for much longer.
I remember they said it's not a planet anymore.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm Googling it right now, and so it actually goes.
But you're gonna spoil it for me, isn't it? Probably a question.
Oh wait, no, I actually don't. That didn't. Yeah, okay, I'll wait.
I'll ask you first. This one, okay. I feel like you should know because I'm pretty sure I know the answer. Which event drew the United States into World War II? The invasion of Poland, the 9/11 attacks, or Pearl Harbor attacks?
Okay, so it's not 9/11 because that didn't. It was a really big deal, but I don't think it started a war. I think it was Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think I know that mostly because of that movie. Have you ever seen the movie?
Yeah, I remember we watched that one day when we were all sick.
Yeah, girl, her husband goes to war, so then she starts hooking up with a new guy, but then, like, she's in love with both of them, and then it's the whole drama.
Is that what...
Wait, is it going to tell me?
Is it? Oh, wait, we need the answers. I can't just go
that was right.
This. Oh, it was?
It said 95% of people get that right.
Oh, okay. I thought I have a good movie idea, guys. And I'm just going to say it. This is more of like a dramatic movie. Has this been done, by the way? Because I've watched... Whenever I watched a war movie, like in history class when I used to kind of think, like, why isn't this a movie? But I never Googled if it was a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so wars back in the day. Like, there still is people go to... People, like, leave the country and do war. And, like, do troops and stuff. But, you know, like, in the old days, how it was, like, war. And, like, World War I, World War II.
Yeah.
There should be a movie about people that were married to had a wife, but then they go here and they find out they're gay, and then after they go home,
but the other side.
Yeah, like, and then they go home and they're like, I'm so it's kind of like that Netflix show Grace and Frankie, except it's, or maybe they don't have wives, but something about how when you're in this, you like, they find out, wait, I've always like kind of questioned it, but I don't know, but then they fall in love and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I feel like that has to have already been done. That sounds like a movie that would win an Oscar.
I know, because if it's like, you know what I mean? Done,
like, two straight actors will play the gay guys, and everyone would be like, oh, my God. So
they're changing the role.
They kissed in the movie. Like, give them an Oscar. You know what I mean?
I want Pete Buttigieg to play one of them, though.
Oh.
He was actually in, like, the one
By
thing.
The way, Pete Buttigieg. Buttigieg? I actually don't know how to say his name. Is it Pete Buttigieg? Pete Buttigieg.
Pete Buttigieg? Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
But he looks with like out his, when he just has his normal face that we all see, it just looks like a priest or something, maybe. But when I saw a thing on Reddit of him with a beard, and like he gives him a whole different vibe.
Wait, I need to hold and search this because I wanna
like
see
he
what
had
this
he had facial
like.
Hair, and then I was like, I could actually see him as like a young, like he just seemed like looked like a more like just normal person, not like a priest or something.
Oh yeah, because when wait, is this him? That's not him.
Oh, no. What even is that?
I searched Pete Buttigieg beard.
Wait, was it Photoshopped?
Because
Oh, this is it.
I can't picture him.
That's one where I was just, like, confused. Doesn't he have a whole different vibe?
Wait, he looks like...
He actually looks, like, way better looking with facial hair.
I don't know who I'm thinking about. Yeah, but he looks like... He looks, I feel like if he does run for president again... He should
have the facial hair.
Yeah, because it makes him seem more adult, which is
and also
good for
like
president.
Without the facial hair, I feel like you not that it's based on looks, but like I feel like you see him and he just looks kind of like I don't know how to explain it, but it seems like not like a fun time. But the beard, it's like oh, like casual, having fun. Also, I kind of care about politics, but like most of the time, I'm just having fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's funny. We need to find out if that's a movie.
Because that would win an Oscar for sure.
Yeah, you just know like
who would be the guys in it. I like Channing Tatum. Wait, no, he wouldn't win an Oscar.
If you were making the movie, would you... Okay, so how about in this scenario? It's like okay, like you don't even know if it's going to do that good because it's an indie film. So like, yeah. would you just hire... you only have two choices. These are the two choices. Hire huge actors, but they're straight, like Chris Hemsworth. And like, I know Channing Tatum's bi, but fully gay. Or would you hire like... Two actors that... So in this scenario, you can't hire famous gay actors. You can only act...
Unknowns?
Yeah, so it's basically like you're risking it, the movie, with like not getting...
Oh, so if I hire the unknowns, the movie won't do good?
No, it could do good, but it's a big
And I couldn't
risk.
Just have one unknown gay with a straight?
So basically, if you're choosing the gay people, everyone's unknown in the movie. But if you're choosing the big people, everyone's
That
known.
Would be so hard, because like obviously I want the movie to do good, but also like I'd want to give gay people roles, you know?
Yeah, that you'd have to think about that.
I feel like I would just do a perfect world where like one of the actors would be gay and one of them would be straight.
Oh, yeah. So who would the straight actor be?
Who would it be?
I feel like it would just be like one of those, not basic people, one of those really popular people, like just, or maybe just Colton Haynes.
Oh, maybe
he's gay.
What's that guy's name from A Fault in Our Stars?
Ansel Elgort.
Yeah, because he's the type of person who could win an Oscar.
Oh, yeah, maybe Ansel Elgort.
Because you couldn't pick like Zac Efron or stuff because like they aren't really Oscar people.
Yeah, could it be Ansel Elgort and then Colton Haynes? Because he's actually gay.
I don't know if I'd pick Colton Haynes.
Who else is there? I don't really.
Troye Sivan?
Oh, Troye Sivan would be cool because when I think of someone in the world, I think of like someone bulky, but he's like not bulky, so that'd be cool.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think who else.
I feel like there's someone that...
Twames? Larry?
That'd be funny hiring like one...
Just Larry.
James Charles.
Oh, yes, James Charles, full face of makeup.
No, wouldn't it be funny? James Charles now, but then like someone creates this movie, like I don't know who, but just us or something. And then James Charles in it and like he's like, okay, I'm actually going to try and act and stuff. But then it turns him into like Meryl Streep type things.
God.
That'd be so hilarious.
That would be so cool if James Charles won an Oscar for acting.
That needs to happen.
Okay, my turn.
It's my turn still. We just talked about that for so long.
Oh my God. We need to hurry this up.
What style is the center of the solar system? I'm going to give you a hint. It's a trick
system. The sun.
Yeah, that's right. It's a trick question. But
okay, good.
Yeah.
The 4th of July celebrates the ratification of which famous document? The Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, or the Constitution? This one I'm not for sure, but I think I know.
Okay, the Bill of Rights, I'm going to say no. The Declaration and the Constitution. I'm going to do the Constitution.
I was going to say the Declaration of Independence. I feel like that's more... It literally says independence.
Oh, shit. And it's independence.
But you were going to say constitution.
Yeah, but it is the declaration, I'm guessing.
So on do I click?
Just do constitution.
Because that's what you're originally going to say before. Yeah. Yeah, sorry, it was Declaration of Independence.
But it does say it in the answer because Independence Day.
Okay. Yeah, but I didn't even think of that. I didn't think that it had the word independence. In my mind, I just thought, that one sounds more like the 4th of July.
If you live in another country, you learn about that country's history.
Right? You don't. I thought you meant do other countries learn about American history?
No, they
probably
learn about their
country's
history.
I know we learned nothing about like Canada's history.
Yeah.
How did Canada even happen? Is that Americans there? Because not Americans, but like you know how like we came like.
Is it people that are
because Christopher Columbus came over here, and then like were there already just like Canadians up there? Like obviously it was just Indians. Yeah. You know? Are Native Americans, were they also in Canada?
Did they just go up there, but then it's another country?
Yeah, like after America was established, then the British people came in. I think I'm just guessing happened was America happened, and then the British people came and like took Canada.
Another question
made another country?
When like Thomas Edison came, you know like the 50 guys that were like, we're going to create America.
Yeah.
Don't you picture them because they obviously wanted to conquer everything. They had like such big egos. They're like, why not take over this land? Why didn't they do that? I just picture them to be like, we're going to do everything.
I guess like they didn't really have planes, so it'd take forever to get to like Mexico stuff.
Okay, when you learned about that, weren't you always so confused? Like, how are they not paranoid the whole time?
Like, what do you mean?
I'd be scared. Like, you've never been here. And it's like, you basically know nothing about it.
I know. I guess they had weapons. They had like guns and stuff. Wait, did they?
And it was just a different time, I guess.
This is something where the people who are mad that we don't Google things are so triggered right now.
I know. There's some history teacher watching.
But like they're just mad because it's like, boo, Google, how is Canada created? Like, we don't need to.
Yeah. There's this trend on TikTok that, okay, so tell me if, well, I guess, all right, but there's this trend saying history teachers are hot. So there was this TikTok that I saw was saying when you look at your history teacher's desk and there was a picture of him and his wife and then it showed the girl crying and then there was another one that I saw. So basically it just is joking that your history teacher was hot. So did you have any hot history teachers in any elementary?
I don't think so.
I had like one hot high history teacher I remember.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it like a new teacher or was he like old?
No, he was like in his 30s probably.
Oh.
But everyone kind of thought he was hot.
My history not teacher everyone, but a few had people. An underbite, so. Like, I'm not saying that could be beautiful to some people, but it's not like the stereotypical, like, the CW hot teacher, you know?
Yeah. But I feel like the one that I'm talking about actually would be like, oh, yeah, he just, like, kind of just looks like, you know what I mean?
I know, isn't that the funny thing about male teachers in a high school? Like, it could be just any typical guy, and everyone says, like, if a guy's under 40 and, like, hasn't gotten like a dad bod yet, people are like, my god, they're so hot, but like really, like it just look like just the most basic person.
I feel like the check marks are like under 40 and then like just mate, you don't even need to be toned, just not a dad body
yet. Haven't given up yet.
And then also like obvious, no one really does, but just like minimal acne and then boom,
yeah,
basically
maybe hasn't gone bald yet.
Yeah, and then you could date one of your students. I'm joking. But yeah, so that's okay, my question. This one I'm gonna skip one of them.
Why? Is it too hard?
I'm just gonna say it because
no, because I want to try. Because what if I am just so smart that I get it right? Also, are these multiple choice?
No, these are just one answer.
I give you a multiple choice one.
I know this one's just hard.
Okay,
we can skip this one.
No, just say
I feel bad for you.
Just say
what is the diameter of the sun?
Can I guess? I'm gonna guess. I seem like an actual idiot. But
what if you say like
the diameter? So that means how much it is around it, right?
No. So it's like it's circle, like the line from each side.
Yes. Is that all around the whole entire thing?
So if you cut open the sun, I think it's if you cut open.
Yeah, because the
sun,
radius is when you go from the center to the.
Yeah.
Edge.
So it's two radiuses.
Okay. I'm just gonna go on a whim.
I'm just kidding. Because like some people are gonna be like, you're
dumb. I'm gonna
say
30,000 miles.
Okay, I would guess the same thing, but it's 865.374 miles.
That's why I'm pretty dumb on that one.
Yeah.
What I was trying to think was what's from New York to LA is like 1,500 to like 3,000. I think it might be 3,000 miles from New York to LA. So I was like, that times a lot would be the sun, but I guess not.
Oh, yeah. The sun's like huge. I remember them telling me.
Yeah, but... F all you guys who thought that was easy.
Well, I don't even believe most of the questions I'm asking because I believe the moon failing also, it's was like, fake.
Did anyone measure it? No.
That's a real thing.
I know. I think everyone just estimated. All right. Which country gave immense support to the colonies during the American Revolution?
Okay.
France, Japan, or Panama? I feel like this one's pretty easy.
I'm just going to say France.
Yeah, because like Japan wasn't involved. Yeah, because... Also, Panama probably wasn't, right?
Wait, Panama...
Oh, that's right.
Oh, because Panama is in like Mexico, right? It is. I'm not trying
I
to be
dumb.
I think
it's like by the Caribbean islands. Let's see who's right.
Panama on map. No, I just mean I'm like
oh
kind of
my
being by
God,
Mexico.
You do YouTube for a living for more than 3 years and your brain goes to shit.
Wait,
so see where it is in relation to
okay,
the world.
So Panama.
Oh, it's by Costa Rica. Oh, you're right. You were right. I said it was by the Caribbean and you're right. It's like between Mexico and South America.
Oh, okay. Have you, you've been to Mexico, right?
Yeah.
Is it like, was it just like, because when I just picture, so like, was it like a bunch of like people that were like 18, 19, 20 there? Or was it like what? Because I just picture a lot of people
oh,
that used to be there to
first
drink.
First, I went there for work one time, just across the border to a city called Rosarito. And that
oh, yeah,
one,
you and mom, right?
Yeah, I was just, like, working the whole time, so I don't really remember. But, and then I went there for fun to Cabo, and, like, we went, like, off-season, though, so there wasn't, like, that many young people at the resort.
Oh, okay.
It was, like, yeah, it wasn't even that fun, and it was cold.
It wasn't, like, so, like it was just the resort, and you don't leave the resort, right?
Yeah, I feel like it would have been fun, but my friend had just gotten a boyfriend, so she was just, like, on the phone with him the whole time. Like, this is so boring, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you couldn't even really have fun hanging out.
And I remember just the first day I got so drunk that, like, I just kind of ruined the whole vacation. Because then we both drank so many margaritas because it was free. It was the type of hotel you just get to get free ones. Yeah. And, like,
wait,
we
were they
got
shitty
so
margaritas
drunk.
Or good?
What?
Were they shitty or good?
They said so good. We had literally 8, though.
That sounds bad because it's sugary, too.
Remember, we just got so sick, and then, like, it just kind of ruined everything.
Oh, yeah. How many days were you there?
I think, like, 4.
Oh, okay. Okay, the next question. I'm going to skip some because I just don't think they're fun. When was the sun born?
Born?
I guess.
What do you mean that would have had to have been born before the earth was even
that's
here.
That's what I wonder, like, how do people know this, but they know it somehow?
Oh, let me think. 3 trillion years ago?
4.6 billion years ago.
So I was off on that one immensely.
Yeah, it was so interesting.
I was
going
to say, I was going to go to with a billion, but then I was like, I'm going to seem like an idiot, so I'm just going to go to a trillion.
Oh.
So nothing's been around for a trillion years?
Well,
stuff has, but like, we don't know about it.
Yeah, it's always so interesting to me when people try to explain galaxies and things like that. And
if you start
what
thinking about that too
is.
Long, like, it just makes me creeped out.
I know, it just makes me worried out because you're just like, oh, life, earth.
Yeah.
But then you think about like, okay, so what's the big old thing if like those galaxies?
I know,
and
I always used to get creeped out thinking of the universe, and people always said, oh, there isn't just an end of it, there isn't a wall. And I was like, but even if there is a wall, like, what would be beyond that wall?
Yeah, and then it weirds me out because, like, yeah, if you go
okay,
beyond that
on.
Wall, yeah, it's just
I'm
creepy.
Kidding. What were you going to say?
It's just creepy thinking
if
about,
you go beyond
like,
that wall.
Yeah, and then, like, is there an owner of the universe? Whether it's,
I
like...
I know.
Yeah, I just want to... I have questions, guys.
All right, which American president... Oh, these are so easy. Which American president was assassinated in Dallas in 1963? At least I think I know. Might be actually dumb.
I might learn this.
Ronald Reagan. Oh, just say it then.
Who is it? Can you say him? Because
nah. I'm not gonna give you multiple choices.
Okay. I'm gonna say the name. But first, I'm gonna say what the president. So like the president was loved and people. I think he was one of the first presidents that people voted for him because he was like hot. It was Kennedy.
That's what I thought, but then I'm like, maybe that's wrong. Let me see.
I think it's Kennedy.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, because he was...
I thought it was going to be a trick question, and actually it was, like, someone else.
Yeah.
Because haven't more than one president gotten assassinated?
I think so.
Wait, this is something that we should Google, so don't seem like idiots.
Okay, I'm going to hurry and Google it. I feel like nowadays...
How many presidents have been assassinated?
How many presidents...
Look at us just learning as a community, you know? Oh, also, I forgot to say this earlier. Somebody made a Reddit for this podcast where you can, if you're a Reddit person, you can go to this Reddit and you can send topics for us to talk about, discuss topics that were on the podcast, you know, just just give us ideas for future podcasts. And it's reddit.com/r/crookshank.
Yeah, so if you want to join that, and then we'll look at it if you guys give us topics or something.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's been 4 presidents that have been actually assassinated, and then there's a list of assassination attempts and plots.
Oh, so at least I know it was more than just JFK who got assassinated.
Yeah, but I guess Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama, and Donald Trump have attempted to assassinate or plotted to assassinate them. Yeah, so yeah, there's been 4. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. What planet is known as the morning star or the evening star? Lady Gaga.
Oh, Venus.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have known that otherwise. I know, just wait, that's considered the morning star?
Oh, the evening star, yeah. I don't know why, but...
I've never guessed that.
It is.
Venus.
I love that song. She says her ass Venus. Is famous. Wait, did you ever, like, before she released that song, did you ever look at her ass and be like, she has a big... Like, was there ever a thing where you were on Twitter and people said, she has a big ass or something?
In that era, she had a big ass.
She did?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, maybe she got butt implants for that era, then got him taken out. Because I swear to God, I remember when she... What was the song? Applause? Was that for that album?
Applause was single.
Wait, was it?
Yeah, Applause was on Outpop.
I remember she performed at the VMAs and she had like her ass just completely out and she had like a giant ass.
Oh my gosh, she just...
Yeah.
That's why, like, I don't know how she did it, but sometimes I do wish that there was a thing where you could pick if you wanted it for 4 months. Like,
yeah.
Like, to be honest, I would 100% would get butt injections and lip injections if I could only have it for 4 months. And I know lip injections are
Lip injections fade.
But I just don't want to get them because I just want them for a day and then take pictures and have them gone because I don't really want to have them.
The Reconstruction era followed which violent period in American history?
So the Reconstruction era, like...
Followed which vibrant period?
Should we guess what the Reconstruction era is?
Yeah,
like when
really
America
sure.
died and they tried to recreate it?
Yeah, I guess. And either is the Spanish-American War, the World War One, or Civil War?
The Spanish War, World War One, or the Spanish War?
Or the Civil War.
The Civil War.
I'm going to guess Civil War because oh, sorry, it's yours.
Oh, the Civil War was the South and stuff.
Yeah.
Reconstruction... I'm going to guess the Spanish War, but I kind of do agree with
I would say Civil War because, like, since America was feuding each other, then they had to kind of reconstruct everything. Oh, it was Civil War.
Oh, it was? Oh, yeah, so that makes sense. It really does. Isn't I remember learning that, like, if you were rich back in the olden days, like, I don't know, like, specifically when, like, if you were so rich, like the richest people in the U.S., like because, you know, now if you... Which, like, you go on private planes.
Yeah.
So maybe they did go on private planes back then. I don't know how that worked. But, like, people traveled on train a lot. So then there was, like, private trains.
Really?
Well, like, they had, like, actual houses in the trains.
Oh, my God. It looked like houses. So glam. Golden toilet.
It's just funny going in, like, a private train. Okay. What planet has the most moons?
Shit. Oh. Jupiter, obviously.
How do you know that?
Oh, I'm just guessed.
How many moons does it have?
You said that, like, in my mind, just Jupiter came. I remember hearing, like, the planet of many moons or something.
How many moons?
6?
66.
Oh my. Really?
I know. Can you picture looking up in the sky? I don't know how that works.
That's cool.
Like, 66 moons.
Are they all lit up by the sun, though?
I don't know. It doesn't say that, but...
That'd be cool. We should add another moon. Just make an artificial one.
I know. Like, it gets to the point where it's like, so I've been to Disneyland and there's this wow, you know, that big wow where it's like, kind of like, wait, is that a real sky and stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And for a second, you believe it. Like, why don't they do more stuff like that? Just put another sun on.
I know. If there are alien civilizations out there with planets, do you think any of them have just, like, thrown random shit in the sky and, like, have decorations?
Oh, yeah. Like, when it's Christmas, they put Christmas decorations.
Yeah,
on
they
the holidays.
Throw stuff so far up in space that, like, it's kind of just floating by the moon.
Yeah, another weird thing is, like, if there is aliens, wouldn't it be what if there's aliens and somehow they visit Earth, but they look exactly like us and they're exactly like us, except a little bit smaller?
I remember hearing a conspiracy about that in Vegas there's a lot of those.
Because I know that in the state of Vegas, like, people always say those aliens.
Yeah, because that's where Area 51 is kind of nearby. But people claim that, like, there's aliens that go into Vegas to, like, just hang out and have fun, but they wear burkas. So, like, you can't really see them.
I've heard that, too, that, like, I think I've heard that exact same conspiracy theory, and they just see what's happening.
Yeah, because they're just kind of like, oh, like, we just kind of want to hang out, you know, gamble.
Yeah. I feel like Vegas has a lot of... Did you see any of those when you were in Vegas last week?
Not that I remember.
Oh, okay.
But some people did have masks on. Masks because of the coronavirus.
Coronavirus.
So that would be a good time for aliens to come out wearing masks.
Oh, yeah.
Which person was a Civil War hero and later the U.S. president? Jimmy Carter, John Tyler, or Ulysses Grant?
I'm going to choose Ulysses Grant.
That's what I thought. Yep.
Oh my gosh. Like, somehow, I don't know where in my brain, but I knew that.
I know. Like, if someone didn't tell me the name, though, I wouldn't have guessed it. But seeing all the names together, I'm like, that's it.
Oh, yeah. I think that one person. Who's that person that had... He was in a wheelchair the whole time, but no one really knew. And he died of polio, I think. Is that Thomas Roosevelt? I think so.
I don't know.
I think I'm talking about Thomas Roosevelt, guys.
Somebody out there's like, no.
Y'all are dumb. Why do we have low and high tides? So they're talking about the ocean, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, because the moon pulls out the waves through gravity.
Yeah, basically. It's the sun and moon's gravity, but same
diff. Sun does it too. I didn't know that.
I guess so.
Oh my God, you learn something new every day. I didn't even learn that one from school. I learned that from Bruce Almighty, the Jim Carrey movie. He plays God in the movie, and one time he's like with this girl wanting to like hook up, so he pulls the moon in closer because he like thinks it looks cooler like that, but then it like affects the tides and stuff.
Oh, wait, he played God in a movie?
Yeah, I think he's like God somehow in the movie, so he does all these funny stuff to like impress people.
Was there drama with it? I just picture, because I know like people are like...
Well, it wasn't like actually like the Christian God. I think it was like, just like for fun.
Oh, yeah, comedy too. Like,
yeah. All right. When the Cold War with blank ended in 1991, the United States was the only superpower left standing. So who was the Cold War with, basically?
What are the things?
You should just know. I feel like you know. Just go deep into your mind. What was the Cold War about, first of all?
Was it over Waddle?
And this was in 1999, so like it's kind of recent.
Okay, literally like, yeah. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it was like...
I learned about it, but I just don't know.
It involved like nuclear bombs. The threat of nuclear war.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure. I could also be wrong. Cold War. It's either between Britain, Canada, or USSR.
What I was getting the vibe of was Germany, but then I was like, oh wait, Germany, that wouldn't have to do with this. That was like with...
Britain, Canada, or USSR?
USSR.
Yeah, they make it so easy because obviously it wasn't with Canada and obviously
it wasn't Britain because we'll just kind of chill, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. That was it.
Oh my gosh, I got it right. When was... This answers your question that you asked in the beginning. We know what you said. Is Pluto still a planet?
Yeah.
I won't say what I answered, but when was Pluto reclassified from a planet to a dwarf planet? I guess a dwarf planet now. That's what it's called.
2008.
2006.
Oh, that's close enough. How many nuclear weapons did America use during World War II?
What are they? Okay, I'll actually just guess. How many weapons or nuclear weapons?
How many nuclear weapons did they use during World War II?
They used it? Oh, okay, so they actually used it. Two?
Yeah, I think it was Hiroshima and something else. Kawasaki? It doesn't say where. Now I have to Google where they were.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean where? Like, oh, were they hit?
Yeah, because one of them was Hiroshima. That's just gotten too informative.
Kawasaki.
Oh, Nagasaki. So I was pretty much right.
Oh, Nagasaki.
I mean, I wasn't still wrong, but like you get where I was going with.
Yeah, understand it. Okay, this one's really hard. At what speed the Anadromous Galaxy is approaching the Milky Way?
What?
Approximately.
Wait, something's approaching the nuclear... Something's approaching us?
Yeah.
Is it like an asteroid?
The Andromeda Galaxy is approaching the Milky Way, which I think we live in the Milky Way.
What speed?
Yeah.
I'm just going to guess, I don't know, a million miles per hour? I don't know. I'm going to guess something. How about just 60,000 miles per hour?
But it's in kilometers, so say in kilometers.
I don't know what that is then. I'm going to say 60,000.
100 to 140 kilometers per second. I have no idea.
Oh, did I say 200,000 to begin with? So I was right.
Well, it says 100 to 140. I don't even know
what
that means.
No one knows. Who's out there with a speedometer?
I know. Like
stop
I know
lying.
That NASA's a thing, but it's like, okay, when you... Oh, I know
can
something.
We all just admit science is fake? I'm just kidding.
No, but when you're in that spaceship, you're going to space, I always wanted to know, when does it transform to space? Like, when is the moment where it's like, okay, it's not the sun anymore, it's space?
I think you leave the atmosphere of the Earth.
That's just something that's like, okay, that's why I believe.
Yeah, I want to know, like, you're going, how come, this is something that actually really is confusing. How come when you look up at the sky, it's blue, behind the clouds, it's always blue. But then you see these space movies, and it's always dark out there. Wouldn't it all be blue?
Yeah, that's why I don't, how does it transform to darkness?
Wow.
So does that prove that aliens haven't
blue,
visited?
But the sun doesn't shine out there as much.
But if the sun's so big, shouldn't it be shining everywhere?
Or maybe the blueness is just like gases in our atmosphere that make a blue color.
Oh, yeah. Wait, so there's like...
Like, also, like, why haven't they kind of just messed with the sky and made it different colors?
I know, and just... Like, it's red sometimes, but just make it rainbow.
I know, like, just add some gases up there and, like, do something, you know?
It'd be funny when they do add the gases, but it makes us all dumb or something. But, like, if there's this bubble around us that maybe aliens haven't visited.
A
because,
bubble?
Well, you know... I mean,
there isn't, like, an edge to it, though.
Isn't there kind of like the ozone layer, because you know in the Big Sean song he says I'm burning up the ozone layer,
but you can't like
weed.
Sit on it though.
I know it's not a bubble, like okay guys, I know it's not a bubble, but it's like an invisible line.
Oh yeah,
but I don't know how that works.
Okay, what did the Mason-Dixon line mark? Do you have any sort of idea?
Honestly, this one I have no clue, but I still want to guess.
So did it separate the area between states where slavery was and wasn't legal, or did it separate blacks from whites?
I'm going to discuss the slavery wasn't legal.
Yeah. This sucks because the multiple choice ones really make you know which one it is. I didn't even read the third one. The third option was a line in the sand.
What? Yeah. A line in the sand?
I know.
Isn't that just a joke one? Okay. The moon orbits the Earth every
day. Wait, fuck.
It's not years, it's a amount of days.
Oh, shit. Wait, the moon orbits the Earth? What'd you say?
The moon orbits the Earth every...
154? 27.3. What?
Yeah.
Duh, there's a full moon every month.
Oh, that's true.
I am a dumbass.
I didn't even think about that.
I was just like, I thought it was going to be something to do with like the solstice or something.
Yeah. So if anything in the solar system does have superpowers, I feel like it's the moon, because people bathe in the moon. So like the moon obviously has something.
Oh yeah. People always say whenever there's a full moon, like,
there's
oh, lay your crystals out.
Yeah. And then like people say there's a man in the moon. Dreamworks.
All right. Which battle started the Civil War? Battle of Fort Sumter, Battle of Normandy, Fifth Harmony. Or Battle of Iwo Jima.
Fourth Sumter. And I think I know this one.
Wrong.
Oh.
I'm just kidding, that's right.
Oh, because I think I learned that like a while back. Okay, a person who weighs 200 pounds on Earth, what would he weigh on the surface of Mars? This is always a classic joke. Like, I remember when I did learn this.
80 pounds.
76. Pretty close.
Damn.
You're literally four. But, like, this was always a joke. Remember when the teacher would tell you this? I don't remember the exact amount, but they'd always be like, yeah, so you'd always weigh less. Like, I know they said something like, it obviously went over our heads because we were in fourth grade, but yeah. They said something like, yeah, so.
I'm at my goal weight on Mars.
That was it. Like, something, I weigh what I want to weigh on Mars.
Oh, yeah,
something.
If I was on Mars, I wouldn't have to go on a diet.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have died. I don't know.
So keep eating the Snickers.
Yeah. Just do one more each.
Yeah, because...
And how about this one just determines if we're dumb or smart? And I'm not going to give you any multiple choice.
Okay, same with you.
In 1803, the U.S. obtained a huge swath of land from France in the blank purchase. You should know this.
Okay, so it's not the Louisiana purchase, because that would have to do with people that lived here, and this is with France.
Have you heard of any other purchases?
The Britain purchase?
Have you heard of any other purchases?
When you say it, I'm going to be like, oh my gosh, I knew that.
So what's your final answer? 3, 2, 1.
I'm just going to say Louisiana purchase.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's it. Yep, you're right.
Wait, it does? But yeah. What does it have to do with France?
I know, but they all the multiple choice ones were different states. Like, almost the Oregon.
Oh, okay, so I'm just... Yeah, oh my gosh. So
that's a, you're smart.
I was actually skewed because, like, because obviously you were joking about it. I was like, okay, like, this is going to go in my brain that I'm dumb.
Okay. Okay. So, I'm going to ask you this.
Which planet has the most volcanoes?
Which planet? Oh, my God. Which one's just, like,
wait,
fiery?
So I'm sending it to you. So dumb.
Oh, Neptune. Just kidding. I'm just gonna say Mars.
I'll give you one more guess.
What one? Like, I honestly can't even think of any others. I know Neptune, Mars, and Venus, but like, what are the other ones?
So pick one.
Wait, are there other ones? There obviously are.
Yeah, other ones. Like,
but what are they?
Uranus, huh?
Oh, duh, Uranus. I'm just gonna say Venus.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you'd actually smile. It's Venus.
I got it wrong. I didn't get it wrong. I already knew. I don't know anything about space, really, so. But luckily, that doesn't determine if you're smart or dumb. So shut up, Rachel.
I know. Sit back down on your fat ass.
Like, people always say, like, oh, like, it's, like, you know, like, that's such a common thing on Twitter. People saying, oh, you used the wrong your. Like, that's so dumb of you. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But it's like, obviously, that maybe that is dumb, but also, like, it's just a word. You know what I
mean?
Oh,
yeah. Like,
it's like, oh, you learned the set of letters that someone created. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like,
it doesn't make you any smarter.
If you wanted to tell them if someone was actually dumb, I feel like you'd have to do, like, a true test.
I feel like you'd like, put them, wouldn't you have to do a school? Like, I mean, more like just putting them through a series of tests.
Oh, wait. Oh, just,
like psychological
put them in a maze,
tests.
Can they get out?
Yeah, that determines if,
yeah,
like,
because
you're dumb.
I feel like if someone put me in...
But then again, some people aren't good at...
That's true.
Like, finding
just,
geography, you know
I'm
what I
mean? Just catering it towards me, yeah. So someone would have to find out what everyone does.
But yeah, so it just, you know, it goes to show. Sometimes you say faux fur, sometimes you say fox fur. Sometimes you don't know what Rickroll means, and we're all smart in our own way, you know?
And we're giving attention to the mean people, not the nice people.
I'm joking. I don't even think the people who said it were trying to be mean.
I know.
They were literally just joking.
I know. They were just joking. I just thought it was funny.
All right. Well, thank you. Oh, somebody also, did you see the other critique?
What did they say?
We need to start doing longer outros.
Oh, my, that one was so funny because they said, I read the email and it ended with like, it's 2020, try more or something.
I
it was so
2020,
funny.
Like, just put more effort. And they say like, I'm always listening to your podcast. I don't know if like my phone shut down or what happens because all of a sudden it's just over. They say, please just like, at least just announce like, okay, it's done. And then they said we should like plug our stuff. So, all right. Thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget to rate us 5 stars on iTunes. You can follow me at Lucas Cruikshank on Twitter and Instagram, and also follow my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Lucas.
You can follow me at Jacob Cook on, just type it in and it will pop up probably on most social medias.
Is that also your TikTok?
Me. Yeah, it's everything's Jacob Cook. Except
oh my
email.
And your Venmo.
Is it? No, it's a different one because okay. I don't want someone random requested money from me, like $5, but I didn't send them it.
Yeah, neither, because I was like, not your sugar daddy.
There was
know?
A hack that I saw on TikTok where you put a hat go as your profile picture and you type in a bunch of guy names and you just request them each $5 and then you do something about add them on Snapchat. Add me on Snapchat if you want. And then when they add, you say like, okay, Venmo me $5 and I'll send you a nude. And then once they Venmo you, you just block them. Which
oh
I don't know
God.
If that's illegal, but they said it worked for
that
them.
It seems like, even though that isn't a lot of effort, it seems like a lot of effort to just get $5.
I know. And then in my mind, if I was doing that, like I'd be sure that somehow it was with the police.
Oh, yeah.
Or something. Yeah.
All right. Well, peace out. Thanks for watching.
Bye.
Listening.